Milwaukee, July 21st, man. We're doing this East and West.
Ooh.
East versus West theme party.
It's going to be good.
So, like, that Death Row and Bad Boy and
Mobb Deep. It's like 96 fucking Source Awards.
So, if you choose in the South, you got to choose East or West. Don't come in no North or South.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
All right?
Okay.
None of that.
North? Who the fuck reps the North?
Yo, there's a... Maybe...
The Starks? The Storks.
The Starks rep the North?
The Starks.
The Starks.
The Starks. The Lannisters.
Yeah, and don't forget ASAP Nas too, man. I'll be there in that show holding it down with my main seller, Jerry. Jay Worth is going to be there.
Yep.
Shout out to Jay Swin. You know what I mean? And also Scratch Bastard is doing a barbecue, outdoor barbecue with Red Bull. They have like the, you know, that big bus that turns into like a stage.
Yep.
Amazing.
Suga.
Yeah.
Suga.
So that's happening July 27th at the Waldorf. I know Daria, Trippy Shit homies are going to be there.
Well, we're going to be there too because we love barbecues.
Yeah.
Like barbecues, like Re-Up Trippy Shit.
Yo, yeah. Myself and Marv are going to be doing a four turntable set that day as well.
Oh.
And you know, No Show is around the corner too.
I No Show's always there.
Yeah, at the end of the month. And we teamed up with 40s and Shorties, just like a sock company from LA. Shout out to Drew Burr, Dom Kennedy, what up?
Yeah, I seen those socks.
Yeah, so
fresh.
My man Martini at Dip. We do a party at the number 5 Orange. It's called Move Some. It's the last Thursday of every month. And Shorties and 40s and Shorties, man, they're going to sponsor that night. And it's going to be the No Show after party jump off. Everybody's really excited about that one. We got, you know, some special guests from Toronto, too.
So in a second, you're gonna get some of the No Show peeps in there too.
Yeah.
Because you know I go to No Show all the time. Yo, some of these people might not be ready for Move Something.
I mean, last year, when was the last one?
The last one was probably like 5-6 months ago.
Yeah. They were all talking about the night, and
they were talking about, but they didn't know about
because
it.
The night was happening the week after that. So you know, they were like, "Oh, I wish you could stay in town for this." You know, heard good things about it. But yeah, so this month is happening. July 31st, man, at the number 5. We play nothing but the new strip rap anthems.
Yeah, there
you know
we go.
What I mean?
Strip hop.
Yeah.
Them anthems.
Shout out to Martini, man.
Oh.
Sailor Jerry was good.
It was good. And while we're out here, man, we'd like to also give a shout out to all our listeners, man.
All of them.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Shout out to J-Kin.
J-Kin, what up?
J-Kin, the kid.
Homie.
He didn't even know they were playing this stuff. He just was like, yo, let me call Crimes and Treasons. Let me say what's up. Like,
yeah,
yo, man, what's up to you? Shout-outs to Andy listening. Shout-outs to Kitty Terror. You got some shout-outs before we head out of here?
Young Jill Z got a shout-out. Yo, Fran. Got a shout-out Ponyo. Yo. Got a shout-out Rico. Uno. Shout-out Momo. Momo Z. Cam Quills. Yo, shout-out. Killer Cam Quills.
Actually, yo, Cameron's coming, isn't he?
Yo, Killer Cam.
Yeah,
Killer
Cam.
Killer Cam will be
first time in Vancouver, man. Dipset.
Shout out to Killer Cam.
Crimes and Treasons is sponsoring that.
Yeah.
Oh.
If y'all didn't hear that,
y'all didn't hear?
One of the radio shows that you listen to all the time sponsored it, and that show is called
Make sure you wear your pink and purple.
Yep.
Yeah. Offer.
Throwback jerseys.
Liberace float.
With the matching Air Force.
Yo, make sure you got your cape.
Yep.
Make sure you got your cape on.
Get your Dipset cape.
Yeah, man. You know, Dipset for life.
Well, if you guys want to hear us once again, we'll be here next Tuesday.
9 to 11.
9 to 11 p.m. live.
Well, actually, 9:05 to 11:05. Shit, we overtime.
Yo, man, we just takeover. We just do this.
World Cup time shootout.
Yeah, there we
go.
Well, yeah, man, like we said, every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m., Crimes and Treasons Radio. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, man, we got like almost 10 years worth of podcasts. Yeah.
Where can I find that at? Yo, SoundCloud?
Yo, no, you got that at CITR.ca.
We got our own SoundCloud.
We got our own SoundCloud, man.
Private SoundCloud. Yo, that's the next shit. Like, people are like, yo, I got my own Ferrari. Nah. I have my own clouds.
Yeah, I got my own music, dog. Exactly.
I have my own air.
Own
oxygen.
Air.
Atmosphere, my atmosphere.
Also, be sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We still giving away tons of tickets to upcoming events. including that Brazil 2014 showing tomorrow. And coming up in just a little, we're going to have a homegirl, Beaver Hour, Emma. Mm. Throwing some crazy music.
Might be the last Beaver Hour ever.
Might? Really?
You're hosting that tomorrow?
Yes, I will be, man. I'll be there. I won't tell you what colors I'm wearing.
That's what I was asking.
That's a surprise. You'll see what colors I'm wearing when you...
Trinidad and Tobago, right? That's right.
I'm going to tell you they ain't in this, bro.
Trinidad and Tobago and Guatemala. That's what I'm saying.
And the right TJ right? Yo, and Haiti. All left in the Brazil 2014 World Cup. In another dimension. Anyways, till next week, man. Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Thank you again for having me, man. Respect.
Yeah, we out.
Where else?
Sacco.
Until then, one love.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now. Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, God. Oh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
Anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Be interspersed with excerpts from George Orwell's Politics in the English Language and Questlove's How Hip Hop Failed Black America. most people who bother with the matter at all would admit that the English language is in a bad way, but it is generally assumed that we cannot, by conscious action, do anything about it. Our civilization is decadent. Our language, so the argument runs, must inevitably share in the general collapse. It follows that any struggle against the abuse of language is a sentimental archaism, like preferring candles to electric light or hansom cabs to aeroplanes. Underneath this lies the half-conscious belief that language is a natural growth and not an instrument with which we shape for our own purposes. Metaphors. A newly invented metaphor assists thought by evoking a visual image, while on the other hand, a metaphor which is technically dead, example, iron resolution, has in effect reverted to being an ordinary word and can generally be used without loss of vividness. But in between those two classes, there is a huge dump of worn-out metaphors which have all lost evocative power and are merely used because they save people the trouble of inventing phrases for themselves. Examples are, ring the changes on, take up the cudgel for, toe the line, ride roughshod over, stand shoulder to shoulder with, play into the hands of, no axe to grind, the line, grist to the mill, fishing in troubled waters, on the order of the day, Achilles heel, swan song, a hotbed. Many of these are used without knowledge of their meaning, and incompatible metaphors are frequently mixed, a sure sign that the writer is not interested in what they are saying. Some metaphors, now current, have been twisted out of their original meaning without those who use them ever being aware of the fact. For example, toe the line, T-O-E, is sometimes written as toe the line, T-O-W. Another example is the hammer and the anvil, now always used with the implication that the anvil gets the worst of it. In real life, it is always the anvil that breaks the hammer, never the other way about. A writer who stopped to think what he was saying would avoid perverting the original phrase. I have not here been considering the literary use of language, but merely language as an instrument for expressing and not for concealing or preventing thought. Stuart Chase and others have come near to claiming that all abstract words are meaningless and have used this as a pretext for advocating a kind of political quietism. Since you don't know what fascism is, how can you struggle against fascism? One need not swallow such absurdities as this. But one ought to recognize that the present political chaos is connected with the decay of language, and that one can probably bring about some improvement by starting at the verbal end. If you simplify your English, you are freed from the worst follies of orthodoxy. You cannot speak any of the necessary dialects, and when you make a stupid remark, its stupidity will be obvious, even to yourself. Political language, and with variations, this is true of all political parties, from conservatives to anarchists, is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. One cannot change this all in a moment, but one can at least change one's own habits. From time to time, one can even, if one jeers loudly enough, send some worn-out and useless phrases into the dustbin where they belong. Thank you. Speaking of perverts.
Well, I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler. About working all summer just to try and earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby to try to get a date, my mama says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Gonna have a vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help your son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
CITR.
Well, I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler. About working all summer just to try and earn a dollar. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Yeah, sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. So the black thought got to get down, y'all. Yeah, it looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. So the square roots got to get down. Bust it. Yo, I wrote this basement. Never tunnel type portion. Just to accompany some audio distortion. Bust the popcorn, drop it off my cassette and bust it, get drums, how you feel?
I'm feeling blessed,
yeah,
man.
The square roots be the centers of examples. Find a rhythm in the static of your samples. Making your move to the groove as we soothe the air of the listener or the musical. Rhythm and G, now you're free, you can be all you wanna be. Go where you wanna go and see all you wanna see. Because yo, your ambitions I won't neglect. And to the brothers who ain't here, no respect. So brother Quest, how you living, what you giving black? To me, the brother with the linens and the applejack. Busy till the break of dawn. The first verse is poured, I pass the popcorn. It looks like a number one coming around. It looks like a number one coming around. It looks like a number one coming around. So the back door had to get down, y'all. Yeah, it looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. Question, would you come and get down? Come on.
It's me, the brother Quest from the SQT. Square and he's Black Thought, therefore you know it's
funky.
The rhythms I recycle, sometimes prehistoric. The mic for the popcorn's like
it's metaphoric.
So many different factors in the question style. A rhythmic father, and I've given more than one child. Abstract soloist coming from the heart. All the way from Philly, from the West Park. Relax your mind and let your body be at rest. Flow in slow-mo and let the brother manifest. Now the second verse has been born. Want the kid come, I pass the popcorn.
Yo, it looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around.
the one coming around. Kid drums, would you come and get down? Come on, let's get the next after second, still before the fourth is passed. Gas off the edible rack, and that's illegible. Cause I'm used to buff when I come around, screaming at the top of my lungs. They got to get down. Now, they heard the sound, and when they give the kid a pound on the down low. From the crown and out of here, then I wear to the funk feet. Wonder why the sisters dig the brother missing five feet. Peace, I got to the box so fast the popcorn and shit. Quick to lick a shot to Wheezy and Cricket. Used to kick it in the house until I got myself evicted. Now the crumbs is restricted to the popcorn. I licked it from the boots. I left the rest and shared a stash of popcorn. Back to black, brought popcorn. And on, and on, and on, and on. Pass the popcorn. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. Glazed, amazed at the art black thought displays. I get mad props and the compliment pays. Making me more funky and it shows on stage. Word right, brother, cause I'm going through a phase. I wanna be a pioneer, so trails I blaze. Straight past the days when I used to be a slave. But don't eat all the popcorn, brother Quest.
What?
Yo, brother Quest, say I'll be for my hit, making it legitimate and give credit to the editor. You said it, don't forget, well, it gotta be locked, cause that's the way I'm rocking it. If I'm 20 in my pocket, then I guess it's rocking it. Yo, the S-Q-T-N, Black Thought is being, I know you're all agreeing. I'm rocking and I'm being, ripping another chapter just for you to clap to. To the sound effects, I make a step just like a camera. I pass the rock corner, fix, I drop on the mic, don't have to hum in my song all the way home. It's cool as long as you in a song. Remember when I together, cause it's kind of peace of mind. I'm dancing as I pass the popcorn and get off the dome. Your brother question, your rubber band square roots taking home. Another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. With the foreign objects, get down, y'all. Yeah, looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When comes as a boat, boat, get down. Yo, looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When my mammalese blood gets down, yo. Come on, looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When my man of rubber band gets down, yo. Come on, looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When the brother question gets down, yo. Looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When the group of music hits down, and yo, it looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When the man black door hits down, it looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When my man Mr. Carlos gets down. Like another one's coming.
have wondered about this for years and worried about it for just as many years. It kept me up at night, or kept me distracted during the day. And after looking far and wide, I keep coming back to the same answer, which is this. The reason is simple. The reason is plain. Once hip-hop culture is ubiquitous, it is also invisible. Once it's everywhere, it's nowhere. While once offered resistance to mainstream culture, it was part of a larger tapestry, spooky action style, but it pulled at the fabric. It's now an integral part of the sullen dominant, not to mention the obvious backlash, conspiracy paranoia. Once all of black music is associated with hip-hop, then those who wish to squelch need only squelch one genre to effectively silence an entire cultural movement. The other day we ran into an old man who is also an old fan. He loves the roots and what we do. Someone mentioned the changing nature of the pop culture game, and it made him nostalgic for the soul music of his youth. "It'll be back," he said. "Things go in cycles." But do they? If you really track the ways that music has changed over the past 200 years, the only thing that goes in cycles is the old men talking about how things go in cycles. History is more interested in getting its nut off. There are patterns, of course, boom and bust, and ways in which certain resources are exhausted. There are foundational truths that are stitched into the human DNA, but the art forms used to express those truths change without recurring. They go away and don't come back. When hip-hop doesn't occupy an interesting place on the pop culture terrain, when it is much of the terrain and loses interest even in itself, then what?
Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Ben Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jax with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
The July issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records.
My most sensitive areas were inflamed, my extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Comment on who I am. What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. You coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. All good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour. Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson.
This is music, so open your ears. It's just another day on the radio for Pierce and my buddy Mac here. You sick and tired of that radio trash? Have a bit of this music and wash your ears out, poopy.